The U.S. issues a special type of temporary visa for high-skilled workers, like the engineers Caterpillar is trying to hire. But there's a limit on so-called H-1B visas, a cap that Caterpillar attorney Mark Peters says the Fortune 500 company reached all too quickly.
It capped on the first day. Now we cannot recruit new H-1B employees for over a year and a half, which in my opinion puts us at a distinct disadvantage with our foreign counterparts.
He says not only will those workers go to international competitors, Caterpillar is left with a hole in its workforce. Peters also says country-specific caps on green cards mean Caterpillar can't hire all of the Chinese and Indian-trained employees it wants to.
The reality is we would love to hire all U.S. employees. We just can't do it.
He says there aren't enough Americans trained in science, engineering, and math. He says improving education could be a long-term solution, but Congress should do something about immigration policy in the near term. I'm Amanda Finicky.